Hello. My name's Mike. I'm an alcoholic. I guess I'll start with, I guess what a piece of shit I was. I was raised in a good home. I went to a Christian school. I have 89 days sobriety right now, coming up on 3 months. I was raised in a good family. My parents, they're probably the best parents I could ever ask for. And it kind of makes it worse how much of a, I hate to say it again, piece of shit I became. I'm in the Salvation Army, the ARC, Adult Rehabilitation Center. And when I first got there, it was hard for me to admit that I was an alcoholic. But looking back at everything that I've done, all of the decisions that I've made, it's not that hard at all to see that I've been an alcoholic, or I am an alcoholic. I had my first drink when I was 15. I didn't start drinking that much until probably 18, 19. I moved out, and that's kind of when it got pretty crazy. Pretty early on, like, I didn't drink that much at all, but the first time I really went all out, I was doing it to get drunk, and ever since that, that's kind of how every stint would be. It would be, I'm picking up a drink, and I'm going to get drunk. I wouldn't stop until I was hammered, or blacked out, or waking up in the morning, wondering what had happened the night before. I'm really nervous. Right out of high school, I got my own place, and I was working. I held a job for 6 months, not 6 months, 6 years, and so it was kind of easy for me to fool myself into thinking that I wasn't an alcoholic, because I was able to keep a job. I would drink at the job, so go figure. I never lost a job to alcohol, rather, I quit. In order for it to be easier, I got a job that it was even easier for me to drink at. I got kicked out of my house many times for drinking at the house, and time again, my parents let me come back just under the stipulations that I wouldn't drink at the house. Obviously, I didn't really do that. I thought I was sly, I'd hide it. Little did I know, when I was blacked out, I'd be sitting on the couch upstairs with my mother, talking about things that I would never talk to my mother about. Got kicked out and let back a few times. I was saving money, preparing to get kicked out, because I knew it was inevitable. I was still drinking every single night. So rather than saving to get myself a place, I was saving to kind of support my habit when I got kicked out. So when I got kicked out, I went out and I bought a whole bunch of tent equipment. And I stayed in the woods. I come from Connecticut, so stayed in the woods for about 3 months. I was too lazy to get a job. Didn't really care. I had enough money. Just drinking, going out, coming back, drinking, repeat. And I started really pitying myself for the decisions that I made. After, like, all my friends, obviously, they're like, what the hell are you doing? And I just kind of was like, well, if you have a problem with it, I'll make other plans. Kind of pushed everybody away from me, especially my parents. They've done everything they could for me time and time again. It sucks to have to say that they were enabling me in a way, but, I mean, they kind of were. But how could they not? They love me, and it's crazy. Towards the end of the first 3 months I was in the tent, I went and stayed with a friend of mine in Bristol, Connecticut. Sorry, I don't know why I'm using the towns. And He was hard on the heroin. I wasn't. I did it 3 times with him, and that was it. Not my thing. I would drink extremely heavily every night. And a couple months into it, I was there every night. A couple months into it, I got a call. Went over a girl's house, stayed there overnight, and I got a call in the morning saying that my friend had overdosed and he died. And I remember getting the phone call, and I just hung up, kind of lay back down. It didn't really hit me for like 2 minutes, and then slam. And after that, I obviously wasn't going to stay with his grandmother. Couldn't. It was just too awful. So I went back to the tent, and at that point, it was. I was all on board. I was drinking a handle every day just to not think, not deal with it. I didn't want to even face the fact. Like, if I thought about it, it would be the bottle to my lips, like, instantly. I just didn't want to deal with it. And that went on for a few months. And then my brother, he's down here in Tampa, he gave me a call, and he's told me about the Salvation Army down here. And I figured, I don't care about anything, you know? And if I ever am going to care about anything, I need to get some help. So I came down, been in Connecticut, I've been in Florida for about 2 days longer than I've been at the Salvation Army. And I've been there for 84 days. But the program is really intense. It's not hard at all. All you have to do is really follow the rules. There's a lot of freedom. They spoil us over there. It was my first time being introduced to the steps. And for a while, it's like, this is bullshit. I'm not as bad as these people are. Granted, there are some special cases there, but it was kind of... It took me a while to, like destroy... Not destroy, because I definitely still have an ego, but, like, bring it down a little bit. Just... I got a sponsor later than I should have. I should have gotten it the first day I was in there, but I didn't. I waited almost 35 days, so I got a sponsor. And when I got a sponsor, I figured, okay, I got to be completely honest with this guy. This is the only way this is going to work. And in my mind, I was like, besides, this guy's probably a lot worse than I am, you know. And going back and talking about things and evaluating every decision I made, it was always done selfishly. It was done because I wanted to drink. I didn't care if my friends didn't want me to drink, didn't want to drink with me, and like, et cetera. It didn't matter. Everything I did, I chose to live in a tent rather than get myself solid. Like, there's no denying that I'm an alcoholic. Nothing at all. And he told me something that stuck with me. It was like the second time we met. He said that it might be wise for me to look for similarities instead of the differences. Because that's all I was focusing on. I was looking for anything to lessen how shitty I felt. I wanted to kind of feel better looking at everyone else and thinking, well, you know, I'm not as bad as they are. It's easier for me to fix myself than him. That's why he's still here for the fourth time. But I really got to recognize similarities and not the differences, because it's a pretty big ego thing. I mean, think that you're different when we're not. We all have the same exact thing no matter where we came from. That was a little hard, but that kind of stuck with me. Another thing that kind of went hand in hand with that was I heard someone say at a meeting one time, they said you can't, how do they word it? can't save your ass and save face at the same time or something like that. And that was pretty awkward for me because I never shared in groups. Like I didn't like putting my shit out there for people to hear, like to judge me. Like apparently I'm the only one that can judge. But that's another thing that I really need to pay attention to is I gotta be vulnerable if I'm gonna ever even start taking steps into this. Like, I'm not better than anybody. If anything, I'm the most selfish person I know. I feel like the steps it's such a well-structured system. Like, I couldn't even deal with step two because I couldn't handle step one for the longest time. I couldn't admit it. And then when I admitted it, then I had problems with step two, like a higher power. Like, I don't do that. Like, it lets you formulate your own higher power. Like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to follow anybody else's pattern. You can not do it for yourself, but pick a higher power that works for you. And that was interesting, because the only higher powers I really know of is religious, and it's like religion and stuff like that, and I haven't been on that in a while. Right now I'm doing the fourth step, my favorite. Inventory sucks. It really sucks. And it all ties back into the ego thing, and like, I need to stop doing that. Like, I need to make myself vulnerable. And especially with my sponsor, like, it was pretty hard until I started hearing some of his stories. I was like, okay, I can, like, we're kind of on the same page here. I was able to open up to him and explain sorry I keep using the word shit, but how shitty of a person I've been, like, all the decisions that I've made. I guess it's a 6-month program. I'm about halfway through, and I don't know if 6 months is going to be enough, but I think it will be. We're allowed to stay in another 6 months, so I have that option if I need it. But I guess right now all it's been is trying to lay a foundation of outsides, because for the first month we were stuck in there. We couldn't leave. We couldn't use our phones. And I'm pretty sure we're the only rehab that they let you keep your phones. So that's good. But it's basically what I'm doing now is trying to lay a foundation, meet people, get to as many outsides as I can, and hammer out that fourth step. Thank you.